The backyard of the Fasig Tipton Sales Pavilion on Tuesday evening was jammed with racing fans. On a dark day at Saratoga Racecourse across the street, the show of opulence was here, with expensive cars being valet parked and a well-dressed crowd out back sipping drinks. It was the second night of the selected yearling sale, where some of the finest one-year-old thoroughbreds are auctioned off. Before the action starts, Dan Shaughnessy and friend Ken Tavernier, both of nearby Wilton, had already secured their spots to watch the horses enter the auction house. They're just here for the fun.
No buying. The only thing we have to believe me, they get treated better than you and me.
They've attended this event before, with a Monday sales total of $21 million. Tavernier said it's rare to see a horse pass the million-dollar mark.
They may have broken a million once or twice, but that's very rare.
Most, he estimates tonight, will sell for around $400,000, which is still a major gamble for owners and trainers. Some of these yearlings will never even race. Among trainers and owners chatting in the backyard before the auction was Justin Zayat of Zayat Stables, the company that owns Triple Crown winner American Pharoah.
This is where Pharoah came from, you know, so gotta look for the next one here. Maybe he'll bring us good luck.
Pharoah, who captured the horse racing world by storm in 2015, was bred by Zayat Stables and was auctioned in Saratoga 3 years ago. Zayat said he'll also be attending the sale for New York breds this weekend.
You can find a lot of good value in that sale. For us at Zayat Stables, we go to every single sale. You know, we believe good horses come from every single sale, so we'll definitely be there shopping and looking.
Before the sale begins, a video was played featuring the familiar voice of legendary Saratoga race caller Tom Durkin.
This is the sale. This is the moment. This is Saratoga.
Inside the round auction pavilion, paintings of horses, also for sale, line the walls of the two-story structure. The colts and fillies are led out one at a time to the auctioneer's stand from a sliding door. After the first few auctions, it's not long before announcer Terrence Collier and auctioneer Danny Green reach their first million-dollar bid.
All I can say is, if you want to know how much he's worth, just take a look at him. You know the pedigree, and look at the way he's handling himself in this ring. Here's a real horse in the making.
$1 million even, $1,000,001 right here. $1,050,000, Bo, $1,050,000.
The gray colt was sired by Tappet, a twice leading sire of nine crops. Some recognizable names among his progeny are Creator, winner of this year's Belmont Stakes, and Frosted, who took this year's Whitney Handicap. The buyers Tuesday night were willing to pay top dollar.
$1,250,000, $1,375,000, $1,275,000, $1,275,000. Will that help? I don't want to sell you out, but we got more horses to sell. $1,250,000, $1,275,000. And I have last call. In the back, $1,250,000.
Hip number 141 was sold to Stone Street Stables of Lexington, Kentucky, and Coolmore Stud of Ireland. But the high bidding doesn't stop there. 50 horses down the line, hip number 191 fetched $1.45 million. The horse sold to owner Mandy Pope was sired by Medaglia d'Oro, another sire of champions and the winner of the Travers and Whitney at Saratoga.
All righty, how do you get it? What a filly in this ring right now. We're going to give 200.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
7,500, 7,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500, 8,500,